This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Smythe, S-M like Mary, Y-T-H-E, date of birth 7/15/1964. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smythe with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to acute renal failure at the time of milk alkali syndrome, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was July 6th of this year. His weight is up 6 pounds over the last 6 months. He states he was unable to exercise all summer because he had osteomyelitis of the right foot, and it required 6 weeks of IV antibiotic therapy in wound care at the wound clinic. And it is finally healed, so he is doing better. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, as well as calcitriol 0.25 microgram once daily. And other routine medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight 307 pounds, pulse 83, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure 140 over 60. Right arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, no ascites, no tenderness, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 30th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 2.31, estimated GFR 32, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.3, sodium 135, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 13.6, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, near to goal, continue his routine medications. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, Slash Jose Fuente, MD.